listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me bow, Hamish.
The deepest in the business, thank you.
Yes. Ahoy to me stroke in Jack.
Oh.
Okay, something
the
in the water.
The fastest in the business.
You know where we're at?
I think we're in a rowboat.
You're right. Mm. I'll be the cox today, guys. I'll just steer this.
Shit, we're in trouble.
Heavy, heavy cox.
We might be doing a wheelie the whole way up. All the way up the 2,000 metres.
Or an endo. Came ahoy also to Grace, who used the very easy to use system at hamishnerdy.com to tell us what she's been up to.
Ahoy number 1, 2 and 6. Today I'm currently studying for my music test at school. I can't feel music like you, Hamish, so it's going to be a little bit more difficult. I'm not sure I'll get to that, because now I've got to try and upload this audio file. Wish me luck.
Well, probably Mozart was one of her teachers, judging by the age she had to upload that.
Haim, kick yourself today.
Okay, there's another person coming to the studio, and for good reason, Ando, because this is an amazing special skill.
Yes.
A young man joins us today. His name's Ollie. How are you, sir?
Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy. Ahoy to you.
Ollie, what we
love. Short for Oliver?
Yes.
Hope so.
Yeah. Good. Okay, good. For reasons you'll find out soon. Ollie, what we loved about your email, it was succinct. It was punchy, it was catchy, and we were hooked.
I just know corn, I think I said.
That's it. Yeah. It says, magician at microwave popcorn. I can microwave any bag with 0 to 5 kernels left in the bag, any brand, I just know corn. Now,
incredible.
Do you have any reason to just know corn? Are you in the corn game, or you just eat a lot of popcorn?
Just eat a lot of popcorn. I think it kind of started, me and my girlfriend were into Maxi Bonds, and I think it was just a bit too many. And so we kind of made the move to popcorn, but a bit healthier alternative.
Okay. Not really, but I was wondering how Maxi Bonds was a gateway drug to popcorn.
And I've managed to microwave Maxi Bonds.
The lightly salted stuff.
Yeah, sure. Oh. I thought you're eating too many Maxi Bonds. That was the situation.
It was just a routine, after dinner, let's run to the servo, go Maxi Bonds.
I'll be honest with you, Maxi Bond is my ice cream of choice.
Really?
So you're talking to a man here that understands. The new waffle one, pretty good.
Magnum almond for me.
Oh, of course. Yes, I'm joining you in that too. I've got nothing against a Magnum almond, but so a little bit of a lost touch ice cream. Yeah. common man, the Rick and Morty Maxi Bond is just...
It's no good, that one.
You don't like the peppermint one?
I'm not a mint man, so...
Okay. Well, we're not here to discuss the maximum or minimum flavour of the bonds.
Ollie, here's what's going to happen.
Yep.
You even bought your own microwave in.
I did, yeah.
Smart. Yeah, that was important, because obviously different microwaves, different wattage.
We
can assure you it's regular amount of power and electricity running to this building. You won't see
it. 240 volts. I've just we cut a lot of corners around here, but we have decided to run it at 240 volts.
So you are going to get the right amount of wattage out of the prescribed microwave. Yeah.
And possibly an excuse for
it. Have you ever travelled with the microwave to another ground?
No. Yeah. Although it did come from originally an ex-girlfriend's place, it's made its way to mine. Hasn't gone back.
And are you?
Were you the owner of the ex, or was the ex-girlfriend the owner of this microwave?
Ex-girlfriend was the owner.
Right.
And how does your new girlfriend feel
about you making your snack in an ex's machine?
Oh, she doesn't know yet.
Okay. So you broke
that's
up,
the kind of
but you nicked the microwave?
Well, no, she brought it over, and then...
Why?
It was...
After the breakup?
Well, because I'd just moved into my place and I didn't have a microwave.
Oh, and so, she went, I'll tide you over.
She said, I got a spare one at home.
Right. So did she break up with you?
No. So I broke up with her.
Looks a little bit premeditated to get a free microwave.
So you broke up with her, but she still had you probably in her heart and gave you a microwave.
I think the order of events is... Ollie moves into a new flat. The girlfriend he's seeing at the time goes, hey, have one of my spare microwaves.
Yep.
She brings it over while they're still going out.
Sorry.
Plugs it in. Ollie goes, my God, I've never had such a good microwave. Things are on the rocks anyway. Yeah. Hey, you're out. Can I have the microwave back? No way. We're broken up.
Is that what happened, Ollie?
It was probably a clean exchange.
Yeah. Okay.
Take my heart for a microwave.
Gee, this microwave's going to pull some babes. I need to get rid of.
I should be single with this microwave. No, okay, I get it. So yeah, that makes more sense. That's how you've got the microwave. It is very, very smart bringing your stuff here. It's sort of, you know, if David Warner's going to play cricket in India, he doesn't go, hey, have you got bats? Yeah. He brings his own
bat.
And that's who you are here. The skill level that you're showcasing is really elite. Like, we're a big micro popcorn family at our house. Yeah. Hot Poppins, as it's known.
Poppins is favourite brand, obviously.
Yep.
Is
it? Right. So, you know, Sunday afternoon, if there's a movie on for the kids, Hot Poppins goes up the cheer.
And how many?
It's tough. I'm usually in charge of Hot Poppins cooking and I go off sound, but you overcook it and it gets burnt. And our microwave burns it pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, I suppose, I don't know what you do to prepare your actual bags, because the everyday person would probably chuck them straight in.
Yep,
I would.
Which I did, common man mistake.
Exactly. So yeah. I suppose that's my point of difference. And I'm hoping today that'll prove.
Well, okay. Well, what's your strategy? Can you tell us?
Well, there's a couple of different ones for a couple of different brands. One thing I'm a little bit startled by is the Movie Time brand.
Movie Time popcorn, micro popcorn. Never seen it before.
I've seen it before, but just wouldn't it, when I mentioned to Carly that pick any, I was anticipating the home brand.
Ah.
And so Movie Time is a bit, is that too high class in the, because I just always go popping.
Yeah, I don't know where that, I don't even know where this sits, but that'll be interesting. But basically I prepare different bags differently.
Okay.
So there's a bit of a mesh, and a boat structure, a bit of folding involved. There's a few different ways to do it.
Because am I right in saying inside a bag, if you peek inside the magic when you get microwave popcorn, it's basically just butter or oil in there that's sort of like hard and the corn lives in there. And as you microwave it, that butter and oil gets so hot, it just starts popping the corn.
Ah.
So that's how it works. So it comes with its own little like hard
and some,
reserve
some of
a bit more oil or butter.
Okay. So will you open a bag fully?
No,
he won't open the bag, but will unfold it because it's sort of in three parts.
Sorry, I'm following you now. So if a bag comes up folded and you'll fold them in different directions and kind of cushion them and squish them in different ways.
A bit of a massage,
to free up the kernels.
Okay.
Because is that where the burning comes from? They're just stuck on the bottom or?
I think so.
That's your theory.
Yeah, that's the theory.
So look, Ando, as someone that pops regularly, with like 0 to 5 kernels is elite.
Okay.
I mean, we've never had that at our house. And like the cheer that would go up at home if it was a kernel-less bag would be, it's like getting a hole-in-one in golf. Like, it's unbelievable.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to prepare. I propose this. We give you the 3 bags, you head out there, and you prepare them in any way you want. Yep. We're not going to see that aspect. We're not going to wait around for it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll then hand the bags to Radio Mike, Podcast Mike.
Yep.
He will do the count. In a different area.
Oh, we don't get to do a live kernel count.
Well, is that going to take a long time?
How about this? You hand them to Mike.
It shouldn't take a long time because you're only looking for 5 5 kernels.
Here's what we do. Okay. Mike opens up the bag. He scoops out all the cooked popcorn. He leaves a layer of 3 to 4 pieces at the bottom. So we don't know yet. Here, Ollie likes this.
I like it. Okay.
We don't know how many kernels are in there.
Okay.
We'll then be able to tip it into a bowl and the kernel count will be very, very easy.
Right.
Because the kernels sink to the bottom, obviously.
Okay.
Just so people at home know, or people listening, wherever they may be, we're going to have Podcast Mike stick to Ollie like absolute super glue outside.
Yes.
There was a theory bandied around, not that you would ever do this whole, you can slightly open the, because there's a little slit in each bag that lets the steam out. You could tip it upside down, shake some kernels out. Yeah, you'd never do it. No. I'm just saying.
Ollie was offended at the thought.
Yeah, no. I mean,
kind of winced.
I just want people at home going, that's how I'd cheat, to go, Mike's going to be on him like absolute super glue. It's not going to be able to happen.
There's one more thing I'd like to flag.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of a pop.
Yes. I will allow any split in the kernel.
Any split
in the kernel. Because I eat those ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So, same as my girlfriend does.
Yeah,
the same.
I'm happy to eat those ones. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Well, Jack,
I mean, let's not get into a whole, what's your favourite Maxi Bond thing? But there are certainly preferences available to be had there as well. So but the other thing is the burning too. Like, we're going to be harsh on the burn because you can't.
He's nervous about that.
You can't burn them.
Mm.
And a burn is a black piece, like any blackening on the piece.
Sure. Okay.
Well, that sounds like a nervous sure.
Yeah, you had a reservation there. Anything else you want to ask
us? You know what? It's fine. It actually is fine.
Okay. Because that, I mean, you, otherwise you could just microwave these for 10 minutes.
Cool. And yeah,
you
could
burn the, like, absolutely incinerate that, the bag.
That may have been.
Was that your tactic?
No, it wasn't.
You sound a bit like it was.
We got a guy in that's about to just.
It does sound a bit like it was.
That's why he's insisted on bringing on his ex girlfriend's old microwave.
All right, here we go. How long is it going to take? 2 hours.
On high.
Oh, no, well, explain this to us.
No. I mean, it's definitely all edible, but there's definitely a few crispy ones.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you all edible. I just want to close that loophole out to just like completely nuke it for 10 minutes.
No, all right, Jack, let's jump into this.
This goes for a bit.
Oliver, he is the best. He'll have no kernels left. Oliver, no matter the brand, Ollie's our man.
In a microwave, he will happily pop any corn.
Does he know our microwave?
It doesn't matter because he's bought his bloody own.
Oliver,
he knows the range and the rules of the game.
Go and pop the more you can leave about for.
Oliver!
Good luck, mate.
That was great.
Thank you, mate.
We'll see you in a bit.
Good luck. Oh, mate, actually, sorry. Can you just jump back on the mic for a sec? Can you just quickly tell us the brands you're popping of the three?
Yep, we've got a Poppin.
Yep.
We've got the Coles home brand, and we've got Movie Time.
Straight away.
The elusive movie.
Straight away, can you give us the gut feel times for each of them?
Time-wise, yep. Three... It also depends on what goes first, but I'm going to go 320.
Oh, so your hot microwave, cold microwave.
Well, because the first bag takes a bit longer.
Far out. He's good.
A bit going on.
320 for the poppin' and...
310.
Which one was that?
Home brand Coles.
Home brand Coles. Yep. And then I'll go...
Movie time.
Probably... This is going to spook me, but probably 305.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you're going to do it in that order, do you think?
I think so.
Fantastic.
Good luck, mate. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He leaves the studio. Who would have thought a Maxi Bon addiction would lead to this?
Ollie is back in.
Great. Ollie, you have the air of a man that's not... too nervous. How did it go out there?
It went well. I felt like the microwave was on my side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, it chose you in a breakup, so you know it believes in you.
It's definitely on your side.
Yeah.
We discussed the system, but how did you know you were throwing out those times to us? Did you stick with those, or was there more detail added as you put the different bags in the microwave?
No, I pretty much stuck with. What I set out. So I did stick with those times. The only bag that did throw me, which came out a little earlier, was the movie time one, last one.
Now, you proposed to put that in for 305.
Mm.
Are you going off pop frequency? Do you pull it out early?
Pop frequency, the butter, the bag.
Okay. Yep. And then do you know them all off by heart? How do you know the times per brand?
Well, I had a little cheat sheet which I didn't actually use.
Oh,
what have you got? You got something written on up your sleeve.
Yeah. So I just had the median times and the preparation just in abbreviations.
Yeah. There's nothing to say that we couldn't have a cheat sheet.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Like if you want to bring in, you know, your notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no one's kicking a surgeon out of lung surgery because he needs a quick peek at with what's the next bit.
Yeah.
Ooh, doesn't know it off by heart.
What bag were you the most confident with?
Poppins.
Let's bring Poppins in. Haim, you can do the kernel count for Poppins.
Here we go. 320 was how much you put Poppins in. I assume you're going at high, or do you run at medium? Or
there's only one setting on my microwave, so
right. Do you how many what's it is?
You didn't tell me.
Oh, okay, this is exciting. Okay, Poppins. First of all, cook quality. Great.
Thank you.
That's totally edible. It's probably there are some that are on the darker side, but you're gonna get that.
Well, we're going to have a problem here.
Okay, sorry.
He's going to start. Let's get to the count.
I'm removing the cooked pieces of popcorn now from the... And look, here's the interesting part where we go back to the technicality where you'll remember we said if it's a cracked kernel,
yes,
which means some puff has occurred but not the full bloom of a piece of popcorn, I will still allow that because that is edible.
That counts.
I eat those.
Okay.
So off my first inspection, I'm seeing some kernels in there, but then you look closer and you're like, they're puffed.
They're cracked.
You know, they're cracked. Some do have darker insides. That's an example there, Ando, of something right on the limit between well-done and burnt.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's so few of those. Like, you're not, I'm not going to worry about that too much.
Kernel count.
This is like panning for gold. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can see the kernels at the bottom, but...
Ooh.
But...
How many kernels are down?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So there's 8. This is puffed. So there's 7. You can eat that.
Did we talk about the 1 coin or 8 coin?
Steady on, James. Steady on.
If you have to look that hard to me, yeah, it can't be split.
It's not split. I think there's 6. I think there's 6.
Oh.
Which is interesting because my last 2 bags of Poppins at home were exactly 6.
So you reckon Poppins is putting 6 unpoppables in every bag? So the brand name should be Nearly Poppins.
We blown that open.
6. Oh,
that's so good though. How about this?
Is that good? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, mate, that is. Anyone listening, I'm like, 6 kernels. Are you kidding me? Like, that
Ollie's
is.
Look at me. I mean, I know I feel like I'm coming to a sport that I have no idea about and then going, okay, that's pretty good. All right, Send me through. That's a fail. He needs 2 from 2.
Oh, it's only, I mean, yeah, we did say 0 to 5, but Ollie's a little shocked at that. Can I propose 10, something?
10%.
That's not changing the error margin.
Okay.
What about he gets 15 all up? 15 kernels across the 3. So if this one comes in at a few under, he doesn't think they're going. That's all right.
I got the home brand.
Ando.
I'm going to get rid of the rest of the ones that are puffed. And now we're getting down to kernel area.
Kernel count.
I'm counting 1 that's not puffed, 2 that's not, no split. 3, 4, no split.
I'll cast an eye on this too. I'll make sure you're not getting any unfair no splits.
That? I mean, I don't. I think you're a bit more generous than I am.
No, that's a no split.
6, 7. It's 2 fails. It's 2. I mean, I could keep going. I think there's a lot more in there.
How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
18. What happened there, Ol?
This is what we called there. It was just a real tough butter in the home brand. So I think
ambient temperature tricky.
The bag burned.
Ambient. I had Mike next to me.
See, that's a difficulty with microwave popcorn, Ando. That's exactly what can happen. You're trying to play a clean sheet. You're trying to play, which is just mythical. You're trying to get a 0 kernel bag.
Yeah.
And you've got all this corn that's been popped, all this delicious fresh corn, popcorn ready to be eaten, and you're. It's really difficult, isn't it? You're being forced to continue to nuke it.
You want to get it out, but then...
But you have to nuke through the cooked corn, the cooked popcorn, to get those kernels, and that's the internal game. How much am I willing to overcook this to get those last few kernels? And that's the dance of microwave popcorn. So you can see, even at the bag-burning stage, you've still got 18 that are unpopped in there.
Yeah. It's tough.
It's a bloody tough game.
Tough game.
Can we do 1 final kernel count for honour? Because I know that... I know you don't want to, Ando, but the movie time popcorn.
Bring it over, Mike.
Let's just have a look. The movie time popcorn was a bag that Ollie had never attempted before.
Let's see how he fared. Hey, I'll hand them. Oh, Jesus.
What is it? Absolute kernel soup.
It's kernel soup.
You can probably wrap this
not
up.
Even. Yeah, thanks, Jack. But...
Oh, my God. Jack, we don't have the time, mate. It'll be a whole episode.
I think there's more kernels than actual popcorn, I think.
Mate, it'd be like counting a federal vote. Yeah. So much kernels in here. Yeah. What the hell happened, Ollie?
This one, it was disaster, that last one. I've never seen it before. And, yeah, probably cracked under pressure.
Well, the pity of the kernels didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, to see 6 kernel poppins was really impressive. That is a brand I eat commonly at home. I've never got it down to 6. As a personal message to you, this is obviously not the show's opinion. Well done, young man. but as my official role as the show co-host with Andy.
Yeah, never say anyone.
You
tell
idiot.
Anyone.
What are you doing? This is the worst.
Never tell anyone you can do that again.
But again, personally, I'm really impressed by that.
Haim, something we haven't done for a while is when we see a conversation happening in the wild,
yep,
we try and write it down exactly as it happened.
We used to do this a lot actually about 10 years ago, but it started in America when we did the, we were in New York for one of our TV shows. And the subway and like just New York in general is just amazing for overhearing conversations.
And it was important though to really write it down verbatim. That was the idea.
If you've ever played Grand Theft Auto, you'll know that's the feeling. You're walking around, you're hearing those conversations on the street.
Another conversation came up. I feel like I've accurately written it down because it happened between Beck and I.
I'm just looking at the lyrics now. It's between Beck and Andy.
Yes, which is not normally what we do.
Not normally what we do. I give you high probability. I mean, you were there. Yes. So that increases the chances you've remembered it properly. Mm. Although you're one of the participants. Mm. So there is the chance that you'll be remembered favorably in Andy's
I think Beck bias. I think Beck would even accept that this is how it went down.
Okay.
So we're going to put it to song. Hamish, you'll be playing the role of Beck.
Thank you.
I'll be playing the role of me. Jack, you play the role of the narrator.
Okay.
In a actual conversation between Beck and I. Okay.
Turn into lyrics for a hit song.
I should set the scene though, actually. I should have left that to Jack though, but we're off camping.
And bad luck, narrator. Looks like the star of the show is decided to play the music, be the main character and narrate. So Jack is the narrator now. You just come in and go,
that's true.
Yeah, everything the main
Jack,
character
can you
said.
Tell everybody that we
I
were,
actually don't know. Yeah, go on.
We were camping in a tent and it's 3 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Andy, having gone to bed at 10 p.m. Go for it, Jack.
Andy and Beck are camping and they're lying in bed and it's 3 a.m. after having gone to bed at 10 p.m.
Well, we
knew
that.
Great work, narrator.
Here we go, guys.
Andy, are you awake?
What? Yes, I am now.
Great. Because I need to go to the toilet.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Can you come with me?
No, no.
But I'm scared.
Just go outside the tent.
But what if something grabs me?
Well, I'll keep an ear out.
But it'll be too late.
I'm pretty quick.
No, you're not.
I've got good burst of speed, but I'm not so good over long distances.
That's ridiculous. You won't be quick enough. I'm just asking for you to friggin' come with me to the toilet. It's not so hard. Stop being such a massive asshole.
Well, I'm definitely not coming now after all the name calling.
The two lay in silence for 30 more seconds. Then Andy got up and went to the toilet with Rebecca.
I added massive. Yeah. Fellas, I'm involved in, and you might be in a similar thing with a parent, but I'm involved in a daily battle. A lot of people do this with Wordle, like a daily battle with my mum.
Yes.
But we play a game called Spelling Bee.
Oh.
Similar to Wordle. In fact, it can be found in the same category of the New York Times games.
Right.
But this is one where you have like 7 letters and you've got to use the center letter to get all the words right.
Harder than Wordle, I would
say. It takes a lot longer. It
takes a lot longer.
And then the more letters, more words you can spell, you get a bonus for getting a pangram, you know, uses all the letters. Have to use the center letter. Can use them letters more than once. But
the amount of words you can make, is that what it is?
That's it. You get points per word. Like the longer the word, you know, a point per letter. The tricky thing is, though, you go up through these ranks, like, you know, you get like, you know, solid, good, great, amazing, whatever, up to genius is the top rank. They determine each day, like, okay, if you get 148 points today, that's the genius level.
And it's not over, is it, really? It's like,
you can get every single word and then you get queen bee. right? Which I didn't even know existed, right? I was playing this by myself for a while, and then I go to Mum, I think you'd like this, Mum. You know, you're pretty wordsy. So we start playing against each other, and I'd only got genius twice.
Right.
And so we're like at 4 o'clock every day, you've got to submit your answers.
Great.
Like,
so you put a time pressure on it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Because it's based off the New York Times, it resets at their midnight or whatever. So you have to like get in on that day's one.
I play a game called Waffle with my dad. That's right. The word based one. And it resets at 11 a.m. So we don't know what time they're going off, but at 11 a.m.
The old Fijian Herald publishes Waffle and they never miss it. So. We're doing this thing, but the problem is it goes on for, like you said, you can just sit there for, like you get the first 80% of words quickly and then that last 20 is just a grunt. And I was like.
But you're at a huge disadvantage.
A massive disadvantage.
Yes.
I'm busy.
Yes.
And ish. Well, it legitimately takes an hour to get to genius.
Yes.
And the last 40 minutes are really unsatisfying because you are getting a word every 10 minutes, right? And I'm just making up words. So.
Yeah.
Literally the first day we played, Mum gets Queen Bee. Sends back Queen Bee. Got every single word.
That's incredible.
So I was like, oh, this isn't that fun, to be honest, because I'm submitting amazing, thinking I'm going to crush you. Yeah, and then it just goes on. Like, we've been playing for weeks now, right? Mm. She's getting genius every day. And so I was like, this is stopped being that fun.
It's incredible because if you look at the one in The Age, say, sometimes I read the day before's answers, and there's a whole lot of words you wouldn't even know words. Yeah.
Well, I thought that there were heaps of words out there until I started playing.
I've got a book that has them all.
Well, you think that, but then I started playing Wordle and the amount of times I put in a word that says that doesn't exist, I'm like, wow, there's heaps of space.
Oh, there's definitely
new
options.
Words.
Yes. With 26 letters and infinite options, you really can. I mean, the world's your oyster if you need a new word.
The amount of times they're like, no, not a word. I'm like, really?
Yeah, the figgle. But yeah, so that's actually what you end up doing for that last 40 minutes for unspelling it. You just like roll ball.
Oh, it is one. What does that mean?
Because it's American, sometimes you can get like, it frustrates you because downpipe wasn't one. I'm like, you go, guys, that's downpipe.
Yeah.
They call it a downspout, things like that. Anyway, getting into the weeds on that. Mm. So I'm like, Mum, this is. I've lost, there's no fun here for me because I'm playing for like an hour only to find out how less smart I am than you because you are sitting there, you've got all day, to be fair.
Yeah.
And you're crushing me with time. It's a war of attrition. Yeah. These aren't fair. We don't have comparable militaries. We don't have the same resources to throw at this.
Yes.
So I invented speed spelling bee. Okay. So I go, you got to go set your alarm for 5 minutes. Now, obviously, you're going to get a lot less
that
words.
That makes more sense.
But now it's a 5 minute game. Mm. And now it's like, now we go as fast as we can. Okay. Now Blakey's back in.
Yes.
Okay. Because now, like, now it comes down to who can perform under pressure.
Yep.
How fast can you see him?
Yeah.
It's the 2020 version. I mean, it's a lot more exciting for fans, too.
Also, basic dexterity on the keypad.
Yeah. I'd probably pick up 20 seconds there.
Yep.
Mm. Absolutely. So today, right, this morning, I've wiped the floor with her before doing the podcast, say 120 to about 79. Mm-hmm. Okay. She goes, oh, what did I miss? You know, what did I miss? So I send her the list, like, here's a couple of my biggies. And she goes, oh, such a nonce. And then I was like, I thought, she does use that word a bit. She's like, and I've used that word. Yeah. I went, not yet.
I think I borrowed it from you and your mum.
Yeah. And it's a bit of, it's like a British word, right? Yes. Like a bit of a nonce. And what would you say nonce is?
As in what meaning or how you spell it?
No, just N-O-N-C-E, I think.
A nonce is an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like a bit of a silly.
Bit of a goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it actually means?
No.
Nonce, a slang term chiefly used in Britain for alleged or convicted sex offenders.
I am not a nonce.
I've said it on the radio show and Christian being a UK national pulled me up and said, I don't think you really know what that word means.
We use nonce all the time.
I think I called Paul McCartney a nonce, but I didn't mean it. So obviously, I didn't mean any allegations against
That's
him.
That's amazing. No. Yeah, so we're walking around here just calling, I'm like, oh, you bloody pedo. And like, oh, that, what do you think that means? Just a bit of a silly billy, isn't it?
No.
I had a similar reckoning when in year 8, when I called my mate a douchebag and his mum said, Do you know what that is? Like, no. Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Won't use that.
I don't know about that stuff. I'm not a nonce.
Hey, and we talked about the success of Sunny's 9th birthday and the cake a few weeks back. And an alert listener has said Hamish should be on a high alert for Sunny's birthday, Sunny's 10th birthday, because he promised something for Sunny's 10th birthday a long, long time ago.
Why do I say anything on this show?
So I'm just giving you, rather than springing it to you,
I'm actually going to look in. I am actually going to look into bringing a lawyer in future weeks.
So I went back
where if you, just any time I go to say something, I'll write it down in front of the lawyer, and he'll just shake it. Could be used against you in future.
So I went back and had a listen to this break, Ham. It's from 2015.
Inadmissible.
Right? And when I was listening to it, boy, is there a lot for us all to unpack. Okay. So we get to the Sonny's birthday part, but on our way there.
That's after his first birthday.
Yeah.
Or coming into his first birthday.
Yeah, but on our way there, boy, will we be making some detour tours to see some monuments and castles and things like that.
Okay.
Jack, this is how it started.
And I did something that set up Sonny's future, or Security's future.
Really?
And he's only 16 months old, but...
Pledge to never buy any more equipment for a sport that you won't take up so you can actually afford his tuition for the rest of his life. Let's pause there. How is the crossbow situation going for you?
Compound bow, mate.
Sorry?
Crossbows are for medieval defenders.
Compound bow.
Compound bows have actually, I've made some contacts within the archery community.
That's where you were up to last time.
No, it's not. I just had a hunch I'd pleased the archery community. And I had pleased them by my, by being pro compound bow.
Yep.
And I've had a lot of them. I've talked to a few of them. I'm heading out to Sydney Olympic Park to have a bit of a test fire in a couple of weeks.
And Jacko said you had to do five
range days, which I agree.
Before buying anything.
Because the common theme through the compound bow community, the archery community, is, look, this ain't just a one and this ain't to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
This is almost, you know, serious. This is a way of life. And I said, hey, that's why I'm getting into it. Yeah. You know, it's a craft. Yeah. I'd be interested in learning the craft and... I think it's good for the human brain to continuously learn new skills. So, as it stands, I've pleased the community. They've pleased me, and we're pleased with each other.
And you're pleased with each other. Okay, great. It continued our chat back in 2015.
Funny you should say bye, because I was having a bit of a think last night. I got online and I bought him something for his 10th birthday. Sort of a...
Is it something that...
I dipped into his inheritance. This won't go on his bill. I'm keeping a tally of all the money I've spent on nappies and food and like that. That's his bill. This I'll keep off the bill. This one's a gift from me.
Is it like when you bought me a Bitcoin using our money, not yours?
As a group investment.
And then it just went devalued.
How are Bitcoins going, Jackie? You usually keep have a look at them.
Yeah, you bought it at about 900. It's down in the low 300s.
Touching the bottom.
Still
it's bouncing off the bottom of the pool. It's going straight back to the surface. That only bought one because it was talk of buying significantly more.
So, yeah, it's a $600. So is this the
safe
kind of...
as houses.
Wow. How's that? How's that? Haim being dragged through the mud for buying a Bitcoin at 900 Australian dollars.
Yes. And they were at 300 at the time, and we were laughing, and you said, I'm glad I didn't buy more.
Oh, well, that's not the bit I'm listening to. I'm listening to the bit where I bought one.
And
I called it. I called it, didn't I, Jack? We're bouncing off the bottom there, and that was the bottom, wasn't it?
And now we're, like, if that's
30,000 US
deep,
plus.
Deep pool, because we're going all the way to the top, like, 40,000 Australian now.
Yeah, that was bouncing off the bottom of literally, like, the deepest part of the ocean, and now we're, like, rocketing.
So we look a bit silly there. Well, I do. Having a go at you, but
either way, we don't have the Bitcoin because they're locked behind the password.
You have lost the password.
Yeah, they're lost anyway. But you can tell in Ando, there's glee in Andy's voice. I think there's a slight bit of glee. And I can only say this because I've known you for 20 years, Ando. It's undetectable to most people, but I can hear it. It's the tone of a man going, we're talking about 10 years, you know, we're talking about something 9 years from now. I bet we replay this. And I am happy to be going on the record. laughing at Bitcoin because I already smell that it's into the toilet and this is only going to get funnier into the future as Bitcoin becomes more and more of a joke like the Y2K virus.
Yes.
But it has come back to bite you.
Yes, I'm gleeless as we listen back to it.
I am crestfallen. Jack, I know you're annoyed too because you're like, I was right there.
Imagine we had future information back then.
We were discussing Bitcoin at $300. Anyone on that day could have simply walked from the show and become a billionaire. And none of us chose to.
Haim, it continues.
Final question.
Here we go. Go for it.
I'll take one more.
Could you have bought this in 10 years' time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not for today's dollar price.
Okay.
Everyone knows at the end of this year, Star Wars Episode 7 is coming out. Yep. Everyone's pumped about it. They've released the Legos, right, for the Star Wars coming up. Now, the Millennium Falcon, which is Han Solo's ship,
features in
Episode 7.
Yep.
Can you imagine? They haven't released the Millennium Falcon for a long time in Lego form, and it became a bit of a collector's item. So now they're releasing it for this run of films. Yep. I've bought it. I'm going to keep it on ice for him. Hmm. Okay. Probably not ice because it's cardboard, but you know, tuck it away.
Yep.
On his 10th birthday, we watch the film, and I go, guess what, mate? 10 years ago, actually did a little something for you.
The film bombs? What if it's not?
It's Star Wars. It's a slam dunk.
No one liked episode one.
Yeah, but this is J.J. Abrams. He knows what he's doing.
Okay. Let's pause there. J.J. Abrams. He did know what he was doing because episode 7 was good, but
This is a wonderful lesson. Mm. Oh, sorry, continue.
He also directed episode... I went and checked in with Marshy because he's more into Star Wars than I am. And I said... J.J. Abrams, how'd he go? Because I thought episode 7 was good. He said he did do well episode 7. Episode 9 was atrocious, which was also J.J. Abrams.
Let's be clear here. I didn't buy Sonny a J.J. Abrams poster. But he doesn't know or care who J.J. Abrams is. What I was saying was I'm willing to bet on the Star Wars franchise. As it turns out, I wasn't the only person willing to bet on the Star Wars franchise 10 years ago. A little company called Disney Mickey Mouse Entertainment Co. also bet on the Star Wars franchise when they bought them for what at the time seemed a high amount, I think of about $4 billion.
Yes.
Now one of the greatest investments of all time.
Incredible.
Me and Disney. What I'm actually learning here, Jack, are you picking up this vibe? Like Oracle kind of stuff. Bitcoin, Lego, Star Wars investments.
Bitcoin, yes. Star Wars being popular.
I mean, Star Wars had already been around
for 30 years.
I feel like it was just cresting and it was people like me that were sort of like, give this a go. This could be something.
Let's go back to this final grab.
It's a slam dunk. Can you imagine if you watch Star Wars, the episode, like the first one, the original Star Wars, and then your parents went, hey, back in 1979 when this came out, we actually bought you some Lego from it. You'd lose your mind as a 10-year-old. It's incredible. It's the best thing I've ever done.
In 10 years' time, like maybe the movies aren't going to be the same. Like Sonny might be laughing at the fact that you're still watching these, you know, 2D films.
He will love it. Put yourself in a 10-year-old's shoes and goes, oh, my God, this classic film. Yeah. My parents bought me some collector's edition Star Wars Lego. Mm. Looks like Dad's had a little bit of a play with it, but he's dismantled it and he's put it all back in the box. And now I get to have it as a 10-year-old. That is better than any inheritance that you'd ever want.
Will it be unopened?
It will be in mint condition when he receives it.
Haim, final question for you. Do you have any idea where it is?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Well done.
I actually do. And not only that, but I've added to it over the years.
Well done.
This is also pre-Lego Masters. So in a weird way, this is me going, I mean, shamefully, at the very start, the very first grab you played, I used a blasphemous word.
Yes, I heard that.
Legos. Mm. Ooh, you do no say that. I've learnt my lesson there. I shouldn't have even just said it then. I technically am in breach of contract. That is not how you refer to the world's favourite brick. It is always Lego. Bricks of Lego. But what I then realised, like, so at the time that was the collector's edition Millennium Falcon, and then once I became friends with Brickman from Lego Masters, and I told him about this plan, because I still have it. I still have it stored away. He was like, oh, mate, you've got to get the Star Destroyer as well. It's awesome. When it came out, he hooked me up with the Star Destroyer. So it's actually, there's two of them.
Amazing.
There's two. And the reason I was like, let's save it till he's 10 is because we've built the small Millennium Falcon a couple of years ago. Mm. And that's also awesome. It's not, you know, that's like rad. the big Lego builds, it will take a month. Like, it will take a month. It's like a full dining room table build. Yeah. And I've felt myself over the years get excited. Like, there was one Christmas where we were, like, struggling. Like, what do we get Sonny for Christmas? And there was a bit of me going, I've got that Millennium Falcon. Do we go early?
Oh, you were.
And I nearly broke the glass, but I didn't. And I'm really glad I didn't, because there's just no way a kid younger than 10 is going to focus long enough to do it. Thing. And then it's a good family. It's a good mates project too. Like, just rolling for a month. I've actually got it, Ando.
And has it gone up in value?
It would have.
You can still buy them.
You can still buy them. I thought they would be unbuyable, but yeah, 10 years actually wasn't long enough for it to become like worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
And they've really rejazzed the franchise, and Disney want a little bit of that money that you get from that merchandise.
They didn't cut off the supply. Lego smartly have kept them commercially available. However, little was I to know that in the intervening 10 years from back then, where Lego was a forgotten toy, there would be a hit television show that brought it right back into relevance, and one man's single-handedly put Lego back.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.